I'm Erin.
And I'm Allie. My life is a stiff gust of wind from toppling all the way the fuck over.
And I'm a boiled lobster.
And we hate everything.
I can't wear a bra.
Does it hurt on your sunburn?
It hurts real bad. It hurts real bad.
You guys can't see it. This is an audio medium, but Erin looks like a normal Erin from, like, just imagine, like, drawing a long oval between her, the top of her head to, like, right between her boobies, and then, like, the sides of it are just bright fucking red.
Horrible. Horrible. At least I put sunscreen on my face.
You wore a tank top to the beach, didn't you?
I did. Thank God it was kind of high-necked and high-backed or I'd be really screwed. Oh, but there's also, it was a crop top, so there's a strip on my belly as well.
Oh, no, Frost.
And my lower back. So,
no.
Yeah, it sucks. But I did go to the beach.
That's good.
That's good. I'm going to replay our text conversation a little bit. I texted Allie about how maladapted white people are for life outside of, I don't know, Northern Europe. Like, why did we ever leave? We're so stupid.
I said why you guys left. Are you going to say it or should I say
it? You say it.
Okay. I said LOL at anyone who thinks the white people are the superior race because y'all are fucking maladapted for the sun, first off. And then...
I know.
And then the Columbian Exchange really fucked all of us because it incentivized Northern Europe to come to America and it kicked all the, like, brown people out who have been here.
Where we don't belong, just physically, biologically. Like, these assholes want to talk about biological differences between races and genders and whatever. Well, I'm going to tell you, biologically, white people should not be here.
Biologically, y'all got less melanin in your skin. That helps protect you. Well, brown and black people, I'm going to say it, we need sunscreen. Y'all are out here thinking you don't need sunscreen. You do need sunscreen. The sun will hurt you regardless whether or not you burn or not.
Just not as much as me.
Just it'll really fucking burn you if you're
And
Erin.
I'm going to get cancer. I'm going to get skin cancer. But it's okay. I've made my peace with that. And I'm just going to be on the lookout because it's going to happen. I'm like,
everyone's
got to
die of something.
I am a grown-ass woman who has been pale as a plain white sheet of printer paper my entire life. You would think I would have learned by now. But no, we're constantly learning.
And I said that on my text. I said, Erin, you've been white for 33 years. How do you not know this?
You're so correct. I did know. But you know what? I walked 8 miles on the beach on a cloudy day like an idiot.
No, cloudy days when it gets you.
Cloudy days when it gets you, for sure. But at least I was wearing leggings, so my lower body is, like, fine. We're chill.
Okay, good.
Allie, how have you been?
I'm okay. I'm reasonably a little bit better than the last time we spoke.
Good.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Some of my money got refunded that got stolen from me.
Nice.
That's fun news.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, like, some annoying stuff that I will update you on off air.
But something else good happened.
Yeah. Money is always good. I asked for one good thing last time.
You got poked, though.
I did get poked.
You got that good poke.
I got a good Fauci ouchie.
Yeah.
I got a Moderna.
Nice.
Just right here.
Just right in your little shoulder. Your beautiful little arm.
My little arm.
Yo, I had to get my second shot like 3 days after this horrific sunburn, and it hurt like the devil.
Oh, my God. You're going to let someone put a needle
right
in your burn?
Oh, I did, because I wanted that shot very badly. But they put it right in my burn, and boy, did it sting.
Ouch, dude. God damn it.
It was intense. Like, imagine someone scraping a needle across your sunburn.
No. Nope.
That's what happened.
No. I do, not that I love this, but I'm so foreign to sunburns that sometimes when I get like a weird new freckle or I do have a sunburn, I feel like my skin is going to fall off. And then I will text a white friend and I'm like, tell me this isn't cancer. And they're like, babe, that's skin that freckles. I freckle constantly. Welcome to the club. And I was like, okay, word. And then I'm like, how long does a burn last? Make it stop. I will drop this. And I think I say this every time we talk about sunburn. But I learned from my college roommates, Cody and Monica, who are white, that if you put your aloe in the fridge, it has an additional cooling effect.
I also recommend aloe with lidocaine because that has an additional numbing effect.
Ooh, a numbing effect.
Highly recommend. Right now, like, it's too late for any of that. Like, I'm just using this crazy, like, hydrating gel stuff to just try to keep my little skin hydrated and not itchy and not, you know. Ugh. Anyway, I feel like we've talked about my skin for a long time. What are you drinking?
I am drinking.
Ooh.
We haven't had a good Foley in a minute.
Foley.
A Spindrift sparkling water, raspberry lime.
Beautiful.
You are drinking something in a fun mug. What are you drinking, girl?
I'm having a fucking Kentucky Mule.
Because I love a Kentucky Mule so much.
So I walked out into the garden and I plucked some fresh mint leaves. Then I muddled them. Then I squeezed a fresh lime. And then I put a lot of bourbon in it and poured in some ginger beer. And I'm drinking it in a copper mug. Let's see if I can do Foley.
Okay.
Can you hear that?
Oh, microphone? I can. That's really... We're going to start a weird ASMR channel, aren't we?
Yeah, it's only drinks. Only beverage-related drinks. ASMR. This can be a great spinoff for us. We should start a YouTube channel.
Actually,
anyway, it's delicious.
There's probably some form of like... Erin is like the hot bartender ASMR cosplay thing that you can do on YouTube that will probably get a zillion hits because people miss bartender interaction and bar sounds.
It's coming back, baby. So all of LA can get vaccinated as of like 9 days from now or something.
It's exciting.
Or 8 days or 7 days, whenever this comes out.
But when I got a lollipop when I got my vaccine.
You did.
Because I was a good girl when I got my shot and I got to have a lollipop.
You were a brave little toaster.
Yes. And I cried on my way out of Dodger Stadium. It was a thing.
I'm just so glad. I was like, we were both having a rough week. And then I saw a tweet about people who can get the vaccine. And I was like, that's Allie. And then I so went down a real rabbit hole. And I was like, if I can just get Allie this vaccine, then I will be happy.
Right. Like, this vaccine definitely came care of Erin the Rye. She was like, you're too sad to function. You can do this. And I went, I am too sad to function. I think I qualify. Because if
and
I got
I found
COVID,
all the forms,
I would not be able to handle it, and that's how I would die.
Yeah, and then I got
and
you
I'll just
all
own
the
that.
Forms and the sites, and then you got it. You got
Erin's like, this is a form. Do this, do that. I made my appointment. I was like, thank you so much. She said, are you doing Dodger Stadium and getting Moderna on Wednesday afternoon?
Tuesday
and
at 6 p.m.
How? And she said, I went on the website to see if it had an available appointment.
Guys, that's how obsessed I was with getting it. But it was both altruistic and also very selfish because I needed something to be happy about that day. And getting Allie the vaccine was
and
that thing.
We had that in common. We both needed to be happy. We were like, let's go.
Let's get this shit done.
Guys, welcome to hell. This is this is the shit we get excited about now.
Welcome to hell week, 59, 60?
Week infinity. We're having
week
a
infinity.
Hot little party in
here
fucking hell. Oh, I do we're love. Oh, I'm going to talk about that. Plot twist.
Wow. Teaser. Stay tuned, folks, to find out what Allie's going to talk about.
She's going off script.
Why it's a plot twist, question mark?
Who knows? This is how we're going to do the whole Doug theme song, isn't it? Because once you start, you can't stop. And then you get to like the Roger Klotz like riff. It's like,
oh my God. Yes. But really, we're doing our podcast.
Are we starting this segment? Are we not? Who knows?
I think we just did.
I think that's just going to be the start to the segment. Like yep. we've said before, guys, we're trying really hard. Our brains are melting out of our ears. And you're going to get what you get, and you're not going to be upset. So,
or you're going to get what you get and not throw a fit.
Depending on what your accent is, guys, America.
Depending on where you're from.
Is wild and diverse. And rhymes change. Yep. Oh my God. Speaking of rhymes changing, I just found out that Emily in Paris is supposed to be Emily in Paris. So that rhymes. It's intended to rhyme.
I cannot talk about Emily in Paris.
And that makes me not like it more.
More, right? More. It's worse now. Like that. You somehow just made it worse.
You somehow made Emily in Paris worse. And I didn't know that was possible. But other than God. Emily in Paris, Erin Rye, what do you hate?
Well, I do hate Emily in Paris a lot. But today I have a hate that I was like shocked that I went on our spreadsheet and I looked through and I looked and I looked and it wasn't on there. Mm-hmm. So I've talked about it before, I'm certain. But today it's the whole fucking subject, which is GOP hypocrisy. Now that's a rhyme I can get behind.
And that is a protest chant that I'm surprised hasn't happened yet. And maybe I feel like this is one of those subjects where like you've spoken around it, but not mm-hmm. spoken directly about it.
So today, this week, the year of our Lord, 2021, March, whatever the fuck it is. Oh, it's April. Shit, it's April.
I already forgot. That's stupid.
It's so stupid. How is it April? It's still March. It's still March of 2020 to me.
Yeah. I'm still 30.
me too. Why not? So here's the bullshit that's going on right now. So voter suppression. Terrible thing, right? Relic of Jim Crow, right? We got rid of that with the Civil Rights Act in the 60s, right? No, we did not. We did not. And it's back with a vengeance. She's back. She's ready to party
in 2021.
Remix. Yeah, except this time it's worse because, like, we all know what's up now, right? Like, we all get it now. Like, we're supposed to be smarter and better and more advanced, but we're not, apparently.
No, Erin, because we know better, but we're still choosing not to do better. And by correct. We, I mean racists.
Right. And their buddies, which is all Republicans. So yeah. I'm not saying all Republicans are racist, but you're all racist adjacent.
Yeah, you all bankroll the racists.
Right. Some of you are them, but some of you just cover for them. So 2020, historic voter turnout, right? Georgia goes blue, right? Texas is getting closer and closer and closer. It's getting purplier and purplier. Arizona goes blue. What happens? Does the GOP decide to pivot and move their party platform to better address the needs of their constituents and grow that constituency by actually doing good things for the people? No.
No, we're going to pander to racists.
And we're going to just not let the other people vote, right? That's one way to win.
That's how you
fix
it.
One way to win. Yeah, exactly. That's how you fix the GOP, is by not letting Democrats vote. That's the only way to fix it, apparently. And that's what they will say literally out loud, because we're all saying the quiet part out loud now. So they're all like, well, if we don't change these laws, then we'll never win again. And I'm like, that's right, because you suck. Anyway, so what has happened as of this is, you know, a little while ago, as of March 24th, God, I hope there's not more since then. There have been 361 bills introduced with restrictive voting provisions in 47 different states. 47. We've got 50. 47.
Ooh, that is a stiff majority.
Now, there are states where some of those aren't going to move forward, but that's what we're working with. February 19th, a month earlier, there were 253 restrictive bills. So they added over 100 more in the space of 1 month. So by April 24th, who the fuck knows? We're going to be at like 1,000. So in Georgia, they actually signed those into law. And there's all kinds of reactions to that, right? Which is, you know, the sane reaction of like, politicians shouldn't get to pick their voters. Voters should get to pick their politicians. Everyone should have the right to vote. Expanded voting access is good for everyone because this is supposedly a democracy, right?
Allegedly. But allegedly. Politicians picking their voters sounds an awful lot like like some weird tyrannical monarchy situation.
Hey, do you remember our friend Jerry?
Jerry and his salamander.
Jerry and his salamander, throwing it way back, way, way back to the Gary. Early days.
Little Gary.
Little Gary and his salamander. They back. And they suck.
Guys, that's how you get gerrymandering, by the way. It's an amalgamation of this guy, Gary. Just to recap you. It's an amalgamation of this guy, Gary's name, and the fact that he redrew a district in the shape of a salamander on a political cartoon. That's what gerrymandering means. That's
where gerrymandering comes from. We did a deep dive. Y'all go back and find it. It's glorious.
The sound quality was awful, but we were drunk. You must.
And it was great. So, our buddy Gary and his salamander. Like they out there, but also so are all of these other laws about voter ID and not having access to absentee voting. Literally in Georgia, you're not allowed to give water to people in line to vote. I'm sorry, who stands in long lines to vote in Georgia? Black and brown people. That's who does. Who doesn't? White people. So they're expanding like rural access in some areas, which is good. But I'm sorry, who are they expanding the rural access for? Oh, wait, their constituents. And who are they what's the word?
Choking the life out of?
Yes, that's the one. That's the word. Choking the life out of. Of course, Democrats. So some corporations have finally gotten involved after the bill passed, by the way. Before, they couldn't be bothered. But now, everyone cares. Which, like, fine. You're late,
but fine.
They
think they can retroactively get cool points, but you can't.
We welcome you in, but you are also late. So we do shame you for lateness. So, like, Delta, Coca-Cola, those are both headquartered in Atlanta.
Tardy for the party.
Huge, huge economic factors for the state of Georgia. Also, the Major League Baseball moved their All-Star game out of Atlanta as well in response to this bill passing, or this kind of series of bills all kind of rolled into one. So, Republicans got so mad. They got so mad. They're like, we're the little guy, and we're gonna fight against corporations because corporations shouldn't be controlling our politics. And corporations, they don't have a voice in this, and we're fighting for the little guy.
Aaron.
Yeah?
I could be confused, but aren't Republicans the party that kind of advocated for corporations as if they were people?
Indeed.
And now they're claiming to be anti-corporation, which is very strange because I thought that was like socialism's thing and like they're very anti-socialist.
It gets better, Allie. It gets better. See, you're talking about the past, like past tense hypocrisy, but boy, do I have some present tense hypocrisy for you right now.
Does this remix suck?
It sucks. It sucks so much. So on the one hand, they're out here being like, corporations are destroying your rights and they're trampling you, the working class people who want to restrict the rights of black and brown people to vote. You don't want black people to vote. I don't want black people to vote. Who are these corporations to come in and tell us that black people should vote? Right? So that's them. Also them. We have this incredible infrastructure bill that has been introduced. It's really great. It's called the American Jobs Plan, and it will do all the infrastructure stuff, rebuild highways, bridges, ports, airports, transit systems. It'll create a bunch of jobs. It'll make sure that, hey, I don't know, everyone has clean drinking water. Like, everyone? All of
us. Everyone?
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know, Allie. Like, do you really think that we all deserve clean drinking water? Because apparently Republicans don't. It'll also retrofit a bunch of homes and commercial buildings. It'll modernize all of our schools and veterans hospitals and federal buildings. Good. Like, we like veterans, right? Isn't that a thing in this country? We're supposed to like veterans? I don't know. I mean,
I do like veterans, but I don't know if the GOP is ready to talk about how they, like, aggressively hype the military and then, like, abandon veterans as soon as they get home and then, like,
they
choose not to give them proper health care.
They're not ready to talk about that. Oh, so another thing it's going to do is it's going to mess with our electric grid, bring everything up to speed. It's also going to deliver high-speed broadband to all Americans, which is actually a really big problem in rural areas. So it's
I can't imagine doing like homeschool without broadband. Like, how have you been doing this past year?
I have no idea how some people have been managing. It's all great stuff. It's going to create like a shit ton of jobs, and we can absolutely, absolutely do this without raising taxes on the middle class. Do you know how we can do this?
By taxing the rich?
By taxing corporations. Oh. Not even the individual rich. Corporations. So this is a real thing. This is reality. A recent study showed that 91 Fortune 500 companies paid $0 in federal income taxes.
Boo.
The average corporation paid 8% in taxes. 8%. So this plan also includes all of these great wonderful things like a global minimum tax so that people can't just move their corporation to another country, which, like, are they even, you know, what, they just move their headquarters to like Ireland or something and then whatever. It's dumb. And so they can't move overseas just to escape our taxes. It's going to change the way we tax multinational corporations so that people can't just be like, well, I don't know, I'm in this other country, so I don't care, when they're really American companies. It's going to do so much stuff. It's going to do so much good. And we've been talking about infrastructure literally since Obama. And like for Trump, it was like, oh, next week's going to be infrastructure week for 4 fucking years. And it never happened.
No.
Everyone says they're on board with infrastructure until a Democrat decides to do it. And actually, I don't know, maybe include some technology of the future like green energy. So while the Republicans are over here saying, fuck these corporations, they can't tread on you, what do you think they're saying about taxing corporations for infrastructure, which we all use and need every single day? And they say that they're down with.
No.
No, exactly. That's what they say. They say no. Good job, Allie. You got it in one. No. They... I'm sorry.
I can't handle this.
It's horrible. So these motherfuckers are just out here saying that they won't support any plan, any plan. McConnell said this, our best friend, asshole McConnell, won't support any plan that relies on corporate tax hikes. So,
because he's a little bitch, baby.
Because he's a little bitch. And by the way, he's also the one who said corporations will invite serious consequences if they become a vehicle for far left mobs to hijack our country. This is the thing. It's the hypocrisy.
What the fuck?
They absolutely want to give money to corporations because that's who gives money to them. And that's their buddies, right? All their rich buddies are like, well, I've got a corporation. Blah, blah, blah. And like, I know what they do to avoid paying taxes. They create all these weird shell companies and they buy the whole asset from themselves. And then they write that off on their tax. It's like, there's so much bullshit that happens. There's so much bullshit. And they pay so much money to get people to do the bullshit instead of paying taxes. So, yeah, Republicans are fucking hypocrites, but there are two ways that we can get rid of all of this bullshit. Actually, one way. His name is Joe Manchin, and I think we should write him a letter, Allie.
His last name is Manchin?
Yes.
Joe Manchin.
Yeah, that's a little appropriate. So, dear Joe Manchin... I know that you are a Democrat in West Virginia. I know that in reality, you are just a Republican light. And if this country was like any other European country, you would be considered far right. I know that. It's okay. We will allow you to come into our party, our big tent party. Come in the tent. Enjoy the circus. Enjoy the acrobats. Enjoy the elephant. Enjoy the roller skaters, because all Democrats are into roller skating now. It's just a thing. Don't ask me why.
It's Joe. I thought I was going to have to teach myself how to roller skate for this TV show that isn't happening anymore. Literally cut this out. But I needed to say that before it left my brain.
So, Joe, dear Joe, dearest darling Joe, we know that you have to pretend. You have to act like you're gonna stand on your own and be independent and not go along with the Democrats. We know. We will let you say whatever you need to say to make that happen. But Joe, we got to get rid of the filibuster. And you're the one that has to do it, okay? You are going to have to say, oh, no. Oh, whoops. I tripped and dropped the filibuster. And it broke all over the place. And you're going to go to West Virginia and you're going to say, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to break the filibuster, but I just slipped and I dropped it. And you know what, Joe? West Virginia will forgive you because, let's be honest, you've been the senator there for so long that nobody knows anyone else's name. So, Joe, drop the filibuster. Drop it. And we will cover for you.
Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot. And we'll pretend that it was an accident. Signed, all Democrats. So, look, if we get rid of the filibuster, we can pass the For the People Act, which will fuck over all of these voting restrictions. And then we can pass infrastructure with only 51 votes, which we might be able to do anyway because of some other Senate parliamentarian stuff that nobody wants to hear about. I hate this fucking hypocrisy. I don't understand how they get away with it over and over and over and over again. I will never understand, but like, I think people should read a book or a newspaper and stop voting for these assholes. Oh boy. Allie.
Hi.
Allie. That's a good fry. I had a good one going there. Allie, what do you hate?
I can drop it low like The Grudge. I used to do that. Ooh. And I had a friend that was like, you need to stop. That is a freaky sound.
And you said never.
And I said, I will never stop. Cut all of this out, Aaron. This noise is annoying.
We'll see. I don't know. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. Allie,
fine.
What do you hate?
I'm honestly surprised I haven't talked about this directly. It's another one of those, but I hate QAnon for like literally so many reasons.
I think this is one that we've just been like, oh God, we can't, you know, we all hate it, but like, yeah,
it's too much to get into, right? Because it's just so many things, and there's so many different things within QAnon to hate. Like, just for example, the fact that it's perpetuating lies, and it's responsible for a lot of extreme fear mongering that leads to extremely violent behavior.
There's that.
And general rampant racism and false information that gets circulated and mismanaged. A lot of it has to deal with child sex trafficking, which is an actual real pertinent issue in America. Yes. But the fact that they are diverting this attention and saying that, like, Hillary and Huma cut a little girl's face off and are wearing it like a mask and gnawing on their adrenal glands to get high is, like, detracting from the actual fucking point.
Right, which is, like, hilarious because, of course, Matt Gaetz is the child sex trafficker in Congress,
Matt
and he's
Gaetz
a Republican.
Is a literal child sex trafficker.
Yeah.
And they're,
and he's
like,
the only person who voted against the sex trafficking bill.
Yeah. And they're like, not Matt Gaetz, actually. They're like, actually, it's like only Democrats and elites who like kill any babies. Because
as if there are no Republican elites, too.
Right, right. You know, the party that's known for hoarding wealth is definitely the Democrats. you fucking idiots. But I'm speaking more specifically now. Just there's so much in QAnon that I hate. But I did watch the whole QAnon docuseries on HBO.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
So the first few episodes get into like the Q believers and all that stuff and like how they communicate and what this is, because there's like QTubers, and it explains, it like gets into kind of how it happened on 4chan and 8chan and Reddit, and how like Facebook is doing all this stuff, which was, you know, horrifying in its own right, because these people, like their brains have been hijacked by this.
Yeah.
Because they got sucked into this weird alternate reality game. So what I really fucking hate are the people behind the game.
Yeah.
Who to them, it's a game. Like, it doesn't have any real fucking consequences. And we are just free speech sluts who can just do things willy-nilly because we are white men who grew up in America and nobody told me different. I am daddy's special boy. I get to do and say whatever the fuck I want to, whenever the fuck I want to, because that's what, quote, free speech means to me. To be clear, free speech means you get to go up and be like, I hate Donald Trump, and Donald Trump can't kill you when he's president. Mm-hmm. You can be like, I hate Joe Biden, stomp up and down the street being like, I hate Joe Biden. Joe Biden can't issue the military to like go fucking kill and arrest you.
No, you can't be arrested. And, you know, as long as it's not libel or slander, then yeah. like you can say whatever you want and the government will not come get you.
Free speech does not mean I can run my mouth unchecked and expect zero consequences.
Yeah.
So there's this whole, like, who is Q? Who is Q? Who is Q? By the end of the documentary, you have, like, a pretty good idea of who Q is. But these are the people
Yeah, because didn't he kind of say it?
He kind of said it.
He kind of admitted it and then took it back.
Yeah, and it was like, jig it. But that person's, like, only half white. Like, that's the other thing that just makes me really annoyed is, like, this, the like, self-hating mixed people.
Ugh.
Oh, boy. So... It's the people who own and operate the, like, 8chans and 4chans and 8kuns who are just shrugging their shoulders because all of this calamity is making them money.
Yep.
And getting the YouTubers them attention and acclaim.
And, well, YouTube itself and Facebook. Yeah. And yeah. All of that.
And then, during this documentary, you get to watch them encounter... the mass shooting in New Zealand. You get to see them encounter like Pizzagate and all this stuff. And they're all like, can't take it down. Can't get rid of it. I don't know. And the one guy who's like, actually get 8chan off my hands is also volleying the ball for very selfish mm-hmm. reasons.
Yeah. He's like, I don't want to deal with this, but I'm not going to shut it down.
Yeah, because you believe in free speech. That's not a noble cause. That's not a cause we're going to get behind, guys. If you want to get behind child sex trafficking, actually do something to help child sex trafficking victims. Get involved in organizations like Thorn. I don't know. You can Google it. You yeah. can Google it. You can look at politicians who are actually supporting bills.
Anti-sex trafficking
bills. Anti-sex trafficking bills. You can do that. There's so many different things you could do. It's just exhausting because Q did backpedal a little bit and was like, can we just remember the fun and good times we had together because like Trump isn't president anymore? Like, so obviously this isn't real, guys. There's yeah. people who still vehemently believe it. And there's people who've like lost family members, whether or not like they lost them to cult thought or to literal gun violence that's like escalated as a result of like Q fear-mongering. And I get that we all enjoy a puzzle,
mm-hmm.
but like get better puzzles that are like less
get a mystery novel or something
anti-Semitic and racist and
play that phone game that they're always advertising to me about like solve a mystery on your phone.
Yeah.
Like, fucking unpack a puzzle from a box and put it together. Hey, I've even got one that's an America puzzle. Put together the America puzzle if you want a fucking puzzle.
Right? Like, and let's just... How far has your willing suspension of disbelief gone, right? Where we think Hillary Clinton is cutting the face off of a human baby child. Let's pretend that she's doing that, right? Let's pretend that Hillary's yeah, out here sure. doing that.
Okay.
Do we believe that she's a skilled enough surgeon to do that? Do we believe she's good enough with a scalpel, this non-medically trained human?
And that no one around her would have found out and that no one around them might have found, like someone would have blown a whistle or gone to the Washington
Post.
They're
all in the cabal together.
Oh my God.
Is the thing. Is like, let's really take this information that we think exists and really play it out. Let's play it out, guys. Like, it's not going to come to any sort of neat and logical yeah. conclusion. And then Trump, because it's getting him attention, doesn't denounce any of it. He's just like, hey, I enjoy the support. Like, literally.
Love ya.
Fuck.
Hugs and kisses. XOXO.
XOXO Gossip Girl. You know, you're all very special people. I appreciate you and I love you. Go home right after
even
the
though,
Capitol
like,
riots.
Hello, Trump is on the flight logs with Epstein. Trunk. I'm going to call him Trunk now. Trunk hung out with Epstein because they shared a love of very young women. Hello, that's the sex trafficker. Like, he's one. If you want to talk about any politicians that might be caught up in some sex trafficking, it's Trump.
Who got accused of sexual assault upwards of 30 times.
Yeah. And was BFFs with Epstein and flew with him all the time. Like, hello?
You dumb hoes being selective. Matt Gaetz fucked a 17-year-old and took her out of state lines. Are you kidding me?
Who his friend procured for him.
Yeah.
He met a lot of young women through this friend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. So Matt Gaetz is procuring women through a singular friend. And they all happen to be children.
And he just happens to pay for everything for them because he's such a nice, giving partner.
But you know what? Given that, you want to know who's not going to make a weird conspiracy about how all Republicans are, like, in this weird fraternity together where they fuck children?
Literally any Democrat. Literally none.
We'd be like, I agree, sex trafficking's bad. Especially with children. Let's fix this. Let's fix the fact that, like, when the Super Bowl was a thing that happened in real person, that is, like, the most high trade event ever. Mm-hmm. Because you can move massive chunks of people without anyone, like, causing alarms. There is so much rampant shit that you're not actually willing to delve into because it's too fucking scary. Yep. You want to know what's more palatable? Someone who you disagree with politically, like maybe like doing bad things to newborn babies in your head with no real supported evidence. Adrenochrome? Are you fucking kidding me?
That doesn't even make any sense.
As someone whose body supplies too much adrenaline because it's a trauma response and she's on constant high alert and has anxiety, feeling too much adrenaline
does not make
you high. It actually just exhausts you.
Oh my God. It's horrible.
And people believe it. And the people who have the power to take it back, don't take it back. Don't backtrack it. And feel no responsibility because, like, everyone can just reach their own fucking conclusions. And this isn't a fucking game. People are literally dying. There is an actual body count. You want to talk about Clinton body count? There's an actual body count on QAnon. They are responsible for so much murder and destruction and just corrupting the American political system potentially beyond repair. Y'all fucked up the Republican Party, first off. Y'all fully fucked up your own party.
Oh, totally.
I don't know if there's going back. I think y'all need a massive fucking rebrand after QAnon. Marjorie Taylor Greene existing just makes my skin crawl. But that's that. And the documentary got like more towards, you know, these people who are developing the QAnon shit and hosting them. And I just, there's no redeeming qualities. You all suck. And anyone who believes in QAnon sucks. Anyone who entertains that level of conspiracy sucks. And you're not a real American or patriot, regardless of however much you stamp your feet and whine about it, guys. You're anti-American as fuck. Go fuck yourself. Bye! Whew! Wow, America. So what do you, Aaron, not hate? What do you love or hate to say that you love?
Okay, I'm very excited. Normally it's hard to be the transition person, but I just remembered what I was talking about and I got very excited and wiggly. So if you can hear my chair wiggling, it's because my body is wiggling. OMG, I love RV rentals.
Are you renting an RV, bitch?
Okay. This is what's happening. I'm going to tell you everything because I don't think I've told you any of this. Mm-mm. So, a friend and client of mine, I'm a life coach. If you need your life coached, reach out. I can pimp my own. I can plug my own business on our podcast. Why not? I'm good at coaching lives. So,
you're a life and career coach. And if you need your life and career coached, oh my God, one stop shop.
I can do both or one or the other or neither. We can just hang out. but only if you pay me. What? Am I? Wait, am I being trafficked by myself? Maybe. Anyway, I have a friend slash client, because many of my clients are also my friends, who is doing this really cool project, and she is going to run the Grand Canyon rim to rim and shoot it for a documentary. She asked me to go with her and be there as a part of the crew and a part of the project. And I said, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Duh, of course. Yeah. So I'm going to the Grand Canyon in May. And then I was looking at, I don't know, a map. And I was like, what else is around the Grand Canyon? Oh, Zion. I'd like to go to Zion. Never been to Zion. Never really been to Utah. And then I was like, what else is around there? Oh, Bryce Canyon. Never been there either. And then I was like, oh, like I'm working on this film about these people that traveled across Utah and California. And I was like, oh, what if I went to see, I would really like to go actually see with my eyeballs some of the places that they went, because I've never been to those places.
Yeah.
And I really don't know. I mean, I'm reading books about them, but like, those places still exist. I could go see them. And so I started kind of like, okay, but how would I do this? Blah, 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 blah. And then I realized a person can rent an RV. Mm-hmm. Anyone, any one of us can rent an RV. Like, you can just go online and say, give me an RV, and they'll give you one.
You don't even need a commercial driver's license. You can just drive an RV.
You just drive that shit. So I found this website. I'm going to be honest. I Googled it and I clicked on like the first one I saw. But it's like Airbnb for RVs. It's called Outdoorsy. It's real cute.
Okay.
It is very much modeled after like Airbnb. Yeah. So it's like Airbnb is now. It's both individuals who rent out their own RV that they also use personally. But also there's like some companies that do it that are like, we do RV rentals. And I went on and I started looking, and I now have the most fabulous plan. So I'm going to reveal it to you now live on air.
Oh my goodness.
So I am going to pack up all my shit. I'm going to ship probably more stuff than I did coming out here.
Yeah.
But I'm going to pack up all my shit and then and Shay the dog. And we are going to drive to the Grand Canyon. We're going to do this project with my friend. And we are going to, you know, be there, support, live that beautiful documentary life. And then we're going to drive and pick up an RV. And Shay the dog and I, solo, are going to RV travel around for like 3 weeks, maybe a month. I don't know.
That's exciting.
And then I'm going to go back to Arizona, pick up my car, and then we'll only be like 6 or 7 hours from home. So then we'll just drive straight to LA. So I'm going to be back in LA in June. I know. I'm very excited. And I am going to do this like solo RV adventure in the meantime. And it's just the perfect thing, because traveling with your dog is like having to find the right hotels or cabins or everything, being pet friendly, it's like, oh my God. And then, you know, even just the driving she hates. But I think in an RV, she would start to feel like, oh yeah, this is my home now. Like, I live here. We're cool, right?
This is house on wheels.
This is house on wheels. And it's just so much easier for her, because I think she'll settle in and be like, oh yeah, this is our house. This is where mom and I live. And yeah. So she'll be totally cool in the RV versus like going to different rooms. And like, and also I just think it's going to be so much fun. And there is a part of me that, like, as a woman traveling alone, I would be, like, a little bit worried. But I'm just going to bring my scary pit bull with me, and it's going to be great. And we're going to have so much fun. So I'm, like, really obsessed with looking at RVs now. That's, like, my whole life is looking at vans and RVs.
Because if you don't know Shay, she could look scary because she is a pit bull.
She has a big mean bark, and she's been working on it.
Oh, can you get her to bark on command?
She barks at people who seem creepy, so I'm down with that.
Oh, good girl.
Yeah, she barks at people who are creepy. Also, sometimes people who are mentally challenged, which is not great, but she just feels like they're a little off and there's something wrong with them. And like, I'm like, oh, Shay, but he's actually really nice. But, you know, she also barks at people who seem like they're definitely on drugs. So like, do I really want to train that out of her? I don't know.
She'll protect you.
She is very she's very protective. And she is not actually scary. Like, she can be barking like she wants to murder you, and then if you come close enough, she is wiggling her butt and trying to get you to pet her. Yeah. But they don't know that.
No one knows that. I never felt scared. No one knows that
but me.
I never felt scared walking Shay at night when I would, like, I don't know. I feel like I went to the corner bodega in the dark once, and I was like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I have a giant dog with me.
Exactly. And she seems so scary. Yeah. So I just, like, I'm really looking forward to it. Like, I'm just now starting to plan and get excited. And, like, it's expensive. A lot less expensive than, like, trying to stay in hotels and cabins and whatever for that amount of time. But I also just feel like this is an experience that is going to be worth it.
Good.
You know, I'm going to go to a bunch of different national parks. I'm going to go to, you know, places I've never been. I'm going to do research for my film. I'm just really stoked about it. And then I am also starting to get excited about being home in LA now that vaccines are going to be open to everyone. Yay. So, like, it'll actually feel like there's a reason to be home, you know?
Yes.
Because before it's kind of been like, well, why be there? You know, like, why?
Yeah. It's like I could be here. Sit at home with my mom, or I could sit at home by myself.
Right. And in Florida, like, things are a little more open too.
And you went out to a garden and picked fresh mint. Like, your parents have a property that is nice.
Yeah. And I can,
even if you wanted to, quote, stay at home and only stay at home. Like,
exactly.
Home is expansive.
Exactly. And you can go on, like, long walks and never see another human. And it's great. So, like, there are a lot of advantages to being here, but I'm just excited. Like, the advantage of LA is obviously, like, friends and restaurants and, you know, the fun things in life.
Yeah, yeah, totally, totally.
So I am excited to be back, too.
Yay. Now, which to which, as someone who's never been there, I'm going to recommend Sedona to you because there are vortexes.
I love Sedona.
There are vortexes, babe. Go to the vortexes.
Okay. Well, I'll have to look up the vortexes.
Vortexes in Sedona.
Sedona is beautiful, and I am looking at, like, maybe going there a little bit too. It's just so cool because when you have an RV, like, sure, you can't park, like, anywhere, but you can park a lot of places, and there are campgrounds, and, like, some of my van life folks, by which I mean...
van life folks?
Okay, well, by which I mean Miss Phyllis, who we call my Florida grandma, who is in her 70s and has a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van, and she's, like, full van life folk, and she says that they know that you can park at a Walmart overnight, no problem, anywhere. There's lots of Walmarts. Anyway, that may or may not be true. They always ask because they're nice people. I probably wouldn't ask. But I'm just, like, I'm just excited. And a lot of the ones I'm looking at have solar. So nice. I could actually not even be at a campsite. I could just go onto, like, BLM lands and do, like, backcountry camping where you don't even need a site. You just need to make sure that you're allowed to do it in this, in the place that you are. But, like, BLM lands are pretty permissive. Bureau of Land Management, not Black Lives Matter. Although, whatever.
Black I wish Black Lives Matter
had lands. Those lands would be open to everyone. I would be chill with that. Or maybe
Patrice Cullors, you know, just, like, becoming a real estate mogul. Yeah. Like, yeah.
It'd be great. It'd be great. But no, Bureau of Land Management. So I'm just like, and all I have to do is make sure I have Wi-Fi to work a couple days a week. And I really don't feel like that'll be too challenging because most national parks at this point have Wi-Fi, like, at their, you know, campsites or their main lodge, or, you know, when in doubt, find a McDonald's. You know, like, there are ways around anything. So I'm just like, I can't wait to be, like, on the open road by myself, reading lots of books, working on my screenplay, listening to music, like, being with my dog, hiking constantly. Like, I can't wait to live my best RV / van life. Ale.
Hi.
OMG, OMG, what do you love? What do you love? What do you love?
I love the Lil Nas X fucking music video for Montero.
Girl, me too. I love it so much. Oh my God, talk to me.
Boy, it's only made better because
people are so mad.
Fundamentalist Christians are like extremely upset by it.
Oh, they're so mad.
Which just feels so fucking great. Okay, here's a little brief recap for those of you who have not seen the music video for Montero by Lil Nas X. He is playing a guitar under a fantastical tree. This whole thing.
He directed it too.
He directed it. That good bitch directed it.
Yes, he did.
He is playing guitar and singing underneath this fantastical tree. A snake comes down, seduces him. He falls into this Alice in Wonderland type realm of things. He falls again down a pole, twerks on Satan.
Twerks.
Twerks. Does a whole lap dance. It's amazing and iconic. Now, it's you might incredible. Be like,
it's a banger too. The song is a banger.
The song is fucking great. Yeah. And you're like, Allie, why do you like that shit? Good fucking question. The supreme amount of artistic expression and like creativity and ingenuity and like the stunning visuals in this, bitch, yes, for the whole music video. Two.
The wardrobe, the makeup, the production. It's all great.
Top to bottom. A girl has no notes. It is great.
Yeah.
Two, she loves an Alice in Wonderland reference. She loves a good allusion to Alice in Wonderland. Three.
Jefferson Airplane, baby.
Jefferson Airplane, but also three, just the lyric, that jet lag from fucking and flying. Brilliant. Brilliant. Wow. Four, his name is Montero. Legally, it's Montero. He put his name on this and wrote his wrote a little letter to 14-year-old him, who was so scared that, you know, no one would ever like him for being gay and he would be shunned. And like now they're out and they're doing it for everyone. So that was really like beautiful and touching. Five, his response when he was like, y'all mad, I'm twerking on Satan. But you say I'm going to hell for doing all this shit. So now that I'm in hell, twerking on Satan.
I might as well have fun.
You're like mad. Right? And a lot of Christians, a lot of good Christians, whose Christianity I don't personally mind, they're like, God is love and he's not being represented as love in this movie. So like, that's not my God. I have no idea what you're talking about. Very fair and fine. You know? The people who are like, hey, God is love are usually not the same people that are like, gay people are going to hell. They're like, right. I don't connect those two. But like, do you, Lil Nas? Just the uproar just makes this all of the better for me, in my opinion, because I have very Christianity-specific trauma. And this is just making me feel great. It was a brilliant week before Easter drop.
Yes.
It was a brilliant Palm Sunday fucking drop.
Oh my God.
Like I said on my Twitter, the Lil Nas X music video for Montero is the Jesus riding in on a donkey to fucking troll the Romans. If you missed it in the Bible, Jesus rode in on a donkey and was like, heard y'all love pomp and circumstance. I'm here, bitch. And they went, Jesus, go fuck off. No one wants to hear from you.
I love it so much. I didn't even know about his response, but like that was my initial interpretation of the music video. I was like, oh yeah, well, everybody says you're going to hell if you're gay. And so everyone said that to him. And so now he's like, fuck you, I am in hell.
Yep.
I'm trolling your ass and I'm in hell and I'm releasing these like blood infused Nikes. Like whatever, who cares? That's Angelina Jolie circa 2000.
Yeah, white people have been doing weird shit.
Forever.
Let this boy put a drop of human blood on his shoe. Like there also, isn't though, drops of human blood all over every pair of Nikes because they use child labor.
Sweatshops.
You fucking idiots.
So
we're gonna get mad they didn't clean the blood off of these like pairs of shoes. Idiots.
The other thing that I interpreted personally from the video, which this is what's beautiful about art, is that we all get to watch it and interpret it in our own way. So that's how you know it's art. So what I interpreted was like, I was like, oh, Lil Nas X is not just twerking on Satan. He is dominating Satan. Satan is under his control because that is how powerful and sexual he is, right? Satan's like, oh, Lil Nas X. And that I felt like was also subversive. Because it's like, oh, okay, you think I'm going to go to hell? Well, I'm going to go to hell and I'm going to dominate Satan because you can't hold me down. I loved it. So subversive.
Satan was very passive and almost like stone-like.
Yeah.
You know, like, because the dance clearly wasn't for the benefit of Satan. It was for the benefit of Lil Nas X.
Yeah.
I do love the... You know, face like at the top, there's a face like at the bottom. He goes down once. There is like this weird like Alice in Wonderland trial. He goes down again. He's like on trial. Like it's fucking, we love a biblical illusion and we love it more when you fucking subvert it, bitch.
Yes. You know what I read is this also led me to read a very fascinating article about satanic panic and how like this is a thing that really existed, like really post Manson murders. And people went to jail for years and years because somebody like decided they were Satan worshipers and there was nothing behind it and they weren't abusing children and they weren't doing any of this shit. And there was like a murder where like two goth teens got put away because, well, they're goth. They must be Satan worshipers.
Was that the one who changed his name to Pazuzu?
I don't know, but this was a real thing that I was not aware of personally because it happened. This was all happening like before we were born and like when we were really little.
Yeah.
This satanic panic thing. And it was really interesting that you talked about QAnon because this article drew a line. Well, it was talking about Lil Nas X and then satanic panic. And then it drew a line between satanic panic and QAnon because satanic panic was, yes, it was about murders, but somehow it morphed into being about child abuse.
Yeah, because Satanists were allegedly doing human sacrifices, and those sacrifices would be, like, human babies.
Right. And so that all got, like, turned together. And so really, QAnon is an extension of satanic panic.
Absolutely.
And then we have Lil Nas X coming out with this video that's very aggressively, you know, hey, satanic panic, you still out there? What's up? You up?
You up, satanic panic? I'm twerking on Satan. Do you want shoes?
Oh, I just love it, though. I just love it. Like, who cares? Who cares?
Yes.
Church of Satan, live your life. Church of Satan does not abuse children.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of people. You know, Pastafarians, good for you. Like, I am all about it. Like, we need to demystify this religious stuff, which I guess is inherently mystical. Shit.
I guess. Oh, man. But also, like, isn't it fun that, like, this is the thing people are upset about as opposed to, like, a mob of humans storming the Capitol and, like, killing police officers and each
other? Or actual voter suppression or actual child poverty or actual sex trafficking or actual, like, horrible shit that's happening in this country and around the world. We're going to be mad about Lil Nas X twerking on Satan. Okay. Yeah.
Look at what you're choosing to get mad at. Look at the whole scope of what is happening in the world globally. And then look at the fight you're willing to pick.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe reevaluate your fucking priorities. Lil Nas X is amazing. Satanic panic sucks. Give me those shoes.
Update. Nike sued Lil Nas X over the shoes. Allie had me look them up and I found out that they, well, not him, but the company that made them for him. But you know what? Same company made Jesus shoes with holy water from the Jordan River, and Nike did not sue them because I guess they thought that was art, but these shoes aren't. Anyway, suit came a little too late. All the shoes have shipped. I don't know who cares, right? If you've got the Lil Nas X shoes, then fucking hang on to them and pay for your child's college tuition with them because that's how much they're going to be worth someday.
They're like beanie babies for your feet.
Hopefully worth more than Beanie Babies.
Hopefully worth more than that Beanie Baby you thought was going to, like, have real actual value. I'm so sorry.
They're not for real Nikes. They're customized Nikes. And they do each have a drop of human blood in them.
That's so
funny. I love it. I wish I could afford them, but I never will. Oh. Allie, how do you feel?
I feel okay. I like doing podcast things. And hanging out with you. So.
I like to see you.
Yeah.
In the face place.
The face place. Soon to be in person place.
Yes. Oh my God, we can record in the same room again.
I can hug you.
I can hug you. I'm going to hug you very hard.
Oh, yay. Get ready for it. How do you feel?
I feel good. Also very hot and a little itchy due to the sunburn. Which hopefully will go away someday. It's been a full ass week. So I don't know what's going to happen. Allie, we have mail.
We have mail. Here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail.
Exactly. Mail. If you get that reference, you're a millennial.
You are a millennial, but also Blue's Clues is back, and Blue's Clues is starring Joshua Dela Cruz, who I went to fucking college with. We did 8:30 ballet together. He's a nice person.
Wonderful. Love it.
I haven't spoken to him in many, many years. So hopefully you stayed nice, Josh. Yeah.
Hopefully you're still nice. We don't know. Look, if Josh has done something horrible, we don't know about it. Okay,
also,
don't
cancel
us.
Let's not talk about Josh from Blue's Clues on this podcast where we actively talked about Satan.
Nah, it's fine. It's fine. Josh is cool. Blue's chill. Let's hear from Samantha first, because Samantha is someone who has not emailed us before. So
first time email
from Samantha. Samantha says, first of all, I have only been listening to your podcast for a few months, but I'm working on catching up. She's going to the back catalog.
Ooh.
That's a dangerous place to be.
Sound quality's bad.
Every single episode that I have listened to has been utterly beautiful. Oh my gosh.
Damn, girl.
Hi. It is awesome to see two women talking about such incredibly important issues and topics. I first learned about your podcast from watching a few episodes of Girlship TV from YouTube. Hey, Allie.
Hey, I was in those.
Girlship TV. Shout out to Girlship. We love them. Also, Allie, I would certainly ask you on a date, virtual or otherwise. But sadly, I live in Tennessee and that's a difficult commute.
It is.
However, I am wishing that life would take it a little easier on you soon, and perhaps this email can make you smile a little. Love, Samantha.
Aw, Samantha.
Isn't that nice?
Thanks, dude.
Samantha wants to date you.
Yay. We enjoy validation.
We all enjoy validation. It is a shame she lives in Tennessee.
Yeah. She's like, hey, I recognize your boundaries,
I
which
totally
is
would.
Honestly probably the queerest thing anyone could possibly say.
I love it. Okay, well, welcome to the family, Samantha, the family
welcome
of haters.
Welcome to the rage cage, babe.
Welcome to the rage cage. You are welcome here anytime.
Yes.
Send us your rage. We love it. Although this message was really just full of love for us, so we'll take those too.
Yay.
Allie, what else do we have in the mailbag?
We have another letter from our friend Sylvia, who's written in before. Okay. The email reads, greetings. I'm back at it again with the white vans, as Allie said in the last episode. Meaning,
yes.
I'm back to rant to both of you via email as my coping mechanism. Yes. I really fucking wish y'all could be my cool aunts. Aw, I actually have no aunts, so that would be really
cool
nice.
Aunt.
We will be your cool aunts. Consider us honorary aunts.
Why not?
It continues, I also have no siblings and barely any human interaction besides with my parents who are in my house 24/7. It's a really weird feeling because I'm both perpetually lonely, but also all I want to do is be alone and have some silence.
My God. Sylvia, hold
we
on.
Relate.
Sylvia. Sylvia, I relate to you so hard. I just need you to know that.
Well, it continues exactly maybe on the shore in a bungalow, like Aaron was saying. That sounds wonderful. So you guys are on the exact same page.
But I traded my bungalow for an RV. So
no, but remember in the last episode where you were like, I want to be in a bungalow.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
And you're getting an RV. Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting an RV instead, but it is my bungalow.
It is the bungalow. Bungalow on
my
wheels.
My metaphorical bungalow.
Here's the next sentence. Also, Allie, your life sounds fucking horrific right now. I'm so sorry, Jesus Christ. And I'm so fucking sorry about Jeanette and your dad. And I wish I could give you both hugs because you're not doing well. Oh, my God. Not to mention all of the anti-Asian hate crime. Society's really fucked up and I want to scream, but I live in the middle of the city and I'm scared people will hear me and be extremely concerned, but I'm really close to doing it anyways. I say do it, personally.
I say do it.
What are they going to do? Like, have someone be like, ma'am, are you okay? Then you say, no! And you, like, run away back into your house. Yeah. We are all toads in the metaphor laboratory, which could be a metaphor within itself. And we will soon become frog's legs. And then ends with, in other news, I released a pretty gay song about escapism a few days ago. Yes!
Hello.
My artist name is Sylvia. I'm going to pronounce this wrong. I'm so sorry. Either Dykin or Deacon. On all platforms.
I think it's Deacon.
Deacon?
But Dykin would make sense if she's releasing a lot of gay shit.
But she's not like, it just looks like her regular last name. I think not it's like Deacon. She's doing a pun.
I know. I'm just saying, Sylvia, if you want to do a pun, I just handed you one.
If you want to bop to it, we will bop. We will bop to
your
song.
If you
want to
reclaim Dyke, but you also don't have to reclaim that if you don't want to.
Yeah. We're not trying to put a label on you.
No.
Anyways, I hope that life stops being a dipshit. Love from your new best friend, Sylvia. And Aaron, ugh. Boom, I'm going to continue. We also have a review.
What?
On the iTunes. Life? Guys, you can email us. You can leave us reviews. You can leave us voice memos. We take any and all things. But here's our
and
review.
We'll say whatever you say.
Here is our review on Apple Podcasts. The subject line is all of the rainbow hearts, you know, red through purple.
Love it.
From Pharmacy Chick 28.
Love it.
Says, I love you guys. I've been listening for about 6 months now, and I'm still catching up, but you guys are the best. I appreciate the care and research you guys put into each of the topics discussed on this podcast. That was for Aaron's benefit. I recommended it to a friend, and she has thanked me multiple times for introducing this wonderful, funny, and life-changing podcast to her. Keep doing what you're doing. Red heart, big smiley face, rainbow emoji.
Okay, y'all. Obsessed. Obsessed.
We love you.
Our listeners. We love you so much. I wonder if that was maybe Samantha also. Who knows?
Who knows?
Maybe wasn't.
Maybe it's a friend of Samantha.
Maybe. So guys, recommend us to a friend because if you like our podcast and you like your friends, probably one of your friends would like our podcast. And we really want to reach more people because we really just like spreading the love and giving y'all a space to vent and rage and whatever you need to do. So
we need
get
healthy
at us.
Outlets for our anger.
Yes, we all need some healthy outlets for our anger. Get at us. We are on the places, the social meds, at Aaron and Allie.
I am at Allie Chan.
I'm at Aaron the Rye. We are also available 24/7 by email, aaronandallie@gmail.com.
You could also call in to our hate hotline, 818-LEFT-WET. You can click it. It's in the show notes. It's a Google voice box. Shout into the void. Shout into our void.
We love to hear your voices, and we are the void. Well, Allie, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Allie.
As I just said.
Yep. And we hate everything. Except for our lovely fans, who we love so much.
They make us feel good.
We need validation. Tell us we're pretty and funny and smart. And then vote Democrat.